by saying the trigger, this file allows you to feel as if you are cross-dressed with the equivalent clothes to whatever you're wearing when you trigger yourself. You will remain that way until you end the trigger. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance, and as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. As you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now, I want you to picture something in your mind. I want you to imagine that whenever you say the words, "It's cross-dressing time," that you will instantly find yourself wearing women's clothes. Anything that you are wearing will instantly transform into women's clothing. Your men's wardrobe will just simply shift and change until it becomes a woman's wardrobe from head to toe. For instance, if you're wearing a shirt, it will instantly become a blouse. Your boxers or other underwear will become panties and a bra. If you're wearing shorts, they would transform into a mini skirt. Pajamas would become a nightie. Your long pants would flow out into a long skirt. If for some reason you're wearing swim trunks, that would become a bikini bottom and top. Yes, that's right. Any change would instantly transform into the women's equivalent. Anything you might be wearing instantly transformed. Every single item of clothing. Your shoes would become pumps or flats or high heels. The clothes that you transform into would be of similar quality and style to the ones that you're wearing. So, if you happen to be wearing dress clothes, you would end up in dress clothes for woman. If you're just wearing casual clothes, then you would end up in casual women's clothing. All of your clothing would transform completely and instantly the moment you say the words, "It's cross-dressing time." Those words cause the instant transformation of every single item of clothing you're wearing. Your socks would transform into pantyhose. Every single item. If for some reason you wear a hat, it would become a woman's hat. Everything. Every single thing. Go ahead, picture it. Picture what you're dressed in right now. And imagine what each of these items of clothing would become. That's right, what each and every single item you're wearing would become when you said the trigger phrase. Go ahead. Start picturing it in your mind. Start with whatever you're wearing on top. Picture it. Now picture a woman's equivalent. That's right. Then, picture what you're wearing on the bottom. And picture it in a woman's equivalent. Go ahead. Build the picture in your mind. Because every time you say it's cross-dressing time, that is what will happen to you. Your clothes will instantly transform into female equivalents. In fact, some small part of your mind will always, always decide what the female equivalents will be the moment you put on a piece of clothing. Every single article of clothing you own, you will decide what the female equivalent is each and every time you wear it. And then if you trigger yourself, that is exactly what you will be wearing. You'll know it somewhere deep down inside of you. The moment you say the trigger phrase, this is how you will look. Of course, assuming you're wearing underwear, you will feel that any bra that you're wearing is filled out with nice, full breasts that fill it completely. After all, what's the point in wearing a bra if you don't have breasts? So, that will also happen every single time you say the trigger phrase. And even if you are not wearing underwear, then you will just feel like you're going braless. But you will still feel like you have breasts under the clothing. Because after all, you need to fill the clothing out properly if you're wearing women's clothing. You need to look the look, to feel it. You'll feel the wind blowing between your legs like a woman does. Because it's completely different than what men experience. You'll feel everything just a little bit differently every single time you use the trigger phrase. It will transform you from head to toe, from men's clothes to women's clothes. Even at a lower level, if you wear cologne, it will transform subtly into perfume. After all, cologne doesn't work well with women's clothes. Any jewelry that you wear, anything like a wristwatch, will also transform. It may become a bracelet or it may become a woman's watch. But every single item of clothing that you wear will transform to a female equivalent. And you will think about that when you put it on. Just some small part of you. You don't have to be consciously aware of it. But some part of you will think about it and decide exactly what it would look like if you used the trigger phrase. You don't have to use the trigger phrase. You don't have to use it at all, but you will use it when you want to, and you will stay that way until you say, cross-dressing time is over. Yes, that's right. The trigger will last until you say, cross-dressing time is over. You can say it as quietly as you want. You can even just think it, and you will change back to the way you were, dressed in men's clothing. It's that simple. One trigger instantly transforms you into a man wearing women's clothing. The other trigger transforms you back into the way you were dressed before. That is simply the way it is and the way it's going to be. You will listen to this file as much as you need to until every single portion of the trigger works, until the transformation is easy and instantaneous, and then you will no longer need to listen to it anymore because it will be fixed in your mind. There for you to call upon whenever you want. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed, awake and feeling well.